Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I was at the press conference just a little while ago, just got back from it, at the headquarters of New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. The rumor is true. Rolling Stones performing at the Jazz Fest, one of the big headliners this year. And we've got some special information on tickets for locals. If you are from New Orleans or from Louisiana, you've got a special opportunity to get tickets before everybody else. So I'm going to tell you about that. But the Stones are coming to Jazz Fest 2019. Quentin Davis, the guru of the Jazz Fest, Quentin Davis said the Rolling Stones came to him. They want to be part of this. We've got some other stuff to talk about later. I want to talk about something that I posted on my Facebook page last night, the Facebook page Scoot on the Air. And I just cannot believe that it drew some criticism. I mean, it was just a joke. It was just like a basic caption to a picture. And man, some people are so tight. Oh my God, I can't believe you said, is there anything? I want to share some of the comments with you from Facebook. And you could even check out the picture and the story. In fact, that is part of the Facebook blog, which is on our Facebook page at WWL Radio. And also, I want to get to some comments from William Barr. The confirmation hearings are going on right now. William Barr is President Donald Trump's choice for attorney general. And he's saying some things about the Russian investigation that I think it will ease the minds of a lot of people that think that he's just going to go in there and maybe turn everything into Trump's favor. Now, this is what the guy is saying. Now, we've all learned, you and I have learned over time, that they'll tell us one thing, but they might do something else. Anyway, so we've got some of those comments. Also, it's Tuesday, so we've got the Tuesday song text off. I'll play the original. That will be song A. Then I'll play a cover. That's song B. And you tell me which you like best, the original or the cover. And I'll just say that the Tuesday song text off is in honor of the Rolling Stones coming to Jazz Fest 2019. Okay, I want to spend this first hour just talking about Jazz Fest. And really, throughout the show today, I have selected bumper music going in and out of our breaks that is mostly the music from those who are going to be performing at Jazz Fest 2019. One hell of a lineup. The Dave Matthews Band, the Rolling Stones, Katy Perry, Jimmy Buffett, Chris Stapleton, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Santana, Pitbull, Van Morrison. For the first time in many, many years, Al Green is performing. Logic, Earth, Wind & Fire, John Fogerty. A lot of people may not know this about John Fogerty. John Fogerty was with Creedence Clearwater Revival, and he was the lead singer. There were a lot of people who... A lot of bands were trying to decide whether or not they were going to go to Woodstock, whether or not they would agree to participate in Woodstock. And they were waiting for John Fogerty and Creedence Clearwater Revival to make the decision that they were going to be there. Once John Fogerty committed to it, he had so much respect in rock at the time that a lot of other bands decided they would sign up and be part of Woodstock as well. Trombone Shorty in Orleans Avenue with the Nevilles will be there. Gladys Knight, the Revivalists, Leon Bridges, Chaka Khan, Herbie Hancock, Tom Jones, Bonnie Raitt, Alanis Morissette, Irma Thomas, the Doobie Brothers, the OJs, Ziggy Marley, Mavis Staples, a band that I really like. I heard them not too long ago, and they're really a good band. I mean, they're a new band, but I love the sound, the head and the heart. Love the band. We'll play some of their music. Jimmy Cliff, Ellis Marsalis family tribute, Boz Scaggs, Aaron Neville, of course. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So we're going to be talking about this on the show today. Jazz Fest 2019 is April the 22nd. I'm sorry, April the 25th through the 28th. And then again, May 2nd through May 5th. For the Rolling Stones, there is something special. Tickets for Jazz Fest go on sale this coming Friday morning. But Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, New Orleans time, for those of you listening around the country, it's 9 o'clock New Orleans time, Friday morning, tickets go on sale. But 9 o'clock Thursday morning, tickets are going to go on sale for only Louisiana residents. So if you're from New Orleans, if you're from Louisiana, if you could show some ID showing that you're from Louisiana, you can buy two tickets. They're $185. And that's expensive. But when you think about what it would cost to go see the Stones somewhere else, that's really not that bad. In fact, Quentin Davis was talking about how this is the only Rolling Stones show around the country at this point that is not already a sellout, that every other show is already sold out. So your only chance to see the Rolling Stones now, if you don't have tickets yet, is to buy one of these tickets. They are going to limit the number. I'm not sure what the number is, but they're going to limit the number of people who can get in. They're going to have a limited number of tickets, and the tickets are only going to be good for that Thursday for the Rolling Stones. They'll have tickets for the rest of the festival, and that Thursday, these tickets will only be good for the Rolling Stones. And there will be, as I say, there will be a limited number of tickets. So now, limited, I mean, it might be 50,000, but it's not going to be a 75 or 100,000. So that was just an interesting thing that's different. And this year is the 50th anniversary of Jazz. 50 years. I can't believe I've been going to this thing for 50 years. My God, how old am I? Good Lord. Well, there's a clue. I didn't go when I was five. And the slogan this year is 50 years of joy. And I want to talk more about what Quentin Davis said, more about what Mayor Cantrell said. And it was a fun press conference with a lot of local musicians that had been among the first to perform at the very first Jazz Fest. So, you know, let's start out by playing some music from some of the people who are going to be at Jazz Fest 2019. Hey, it's kind of a break from politics, right? But yeah, we're going to get to a little politics next hour. So one of the big surprises was, you know, I had heard the Rolling Stones, and you'd heard the rumor of the Rolling Stones. I'd also heard Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. What was a big surprise to me was Katy Perry. And Quentin Davis said that Katy Perry, like the Stones, came to him and wanted to perform at the 50th anniversary of Jazz Fest. So why do they want to be at Jazz Fest? What makes Jazz Fest so special? We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Scoot on WWL. Among those at Jazz Fest 2019 will be Van Morrison, along with the Stones, the Dave Matthews Band, Katy Perry, Jimmy Buffett, Chris Stapleton, Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band, Pitbull, Santana, Al Green, Earth, Wind, and Fire, John Fogerty, Trombone Shorty, Gladys Knight, The Revivalist, Chaka Khan, Herbie Hancock, The Doobie Brothers, The OJs. The list goes on and on, and we've got music featuring a lot of the people who are performing coming up throughout the show this afternoon. And I thought we would spend the first hour talking about Jazz Fest. We've got other things to talk about. And I posted something on my Facebook page last night, Scoot on the Air. And it was just kind of a lighthearted comment. It was just a fun thing. Well, some people took it really seriously and complained and criticized. That proves two things to me. Number one, it proves that America is losing its sense of humor. And number two, it's demonstrating that even though the right invented the term snowflake to describe people on the left who are easily offended, this proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are snowflakes on the right as well. I'll share some of these comments with you. I'll explain the picture that I posted. So in my conversation with Quentin Davis, and we'll have this interview up on our website, WWL Radio. It will be up soon. I had a conversation with him right after the press conference, and he told me something really interesting that really does fit something that I've talked about often. And that is that Jazz Fest is really special for a lot of reasons. And I've always thought, and I noticed this in particular with Kid Rock. You know, I was not a Kid Rock fan until I saw him at Jazz Fest. And then I became a huge Kid Rock fan. And then after that, I saw him at the Smoothie King Center. When I thought back on Kid Rock, it really reminded me one of the things that is so special about Jazz Fest, and that is that it happens during the day. It's an event where it's kind of like just the raw performance. There's no light show. There's no lights. There's no, you know, fancy dance numbers. It's just really the performers. And Quint was telling me that that's why people love to play it. That's why the artists love to play it. And I mean, I think this is probably the earliest the Stones have performed in a long, long time. I mean, they're going to be performing during the day. I mean, I didn't know these guys woke up until like 8 or 9 at night. I thought that was early morning to them. But, you know, Quentin talks to these artists and he tells them that what they get at Jazz Fest is, since there's not the lights in their eyes, the performers themselves get to see you. They get to look out in the crowd and they see the faces of the people there. You know, with those lights, they can just see the first couple of rows. And that's it. So Jazz Fest is special to us as fest goers, but it's also really special to the performers. Does the 2019 Jazz Fest lineup make you want to go this year? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, we're talking about Jazz Fest. Was there a Jazz Fest that really stands out in your mind? You know, each year we talk about how, wow, this is the best year ever. And I mean, depending on who's performing determines whether or not it's a best year for you, because art is subjective. There might be one performer, not even a top performer, but one performer performing a Jazz Fest that makes that Jazz Fest special for you. And then there could be all these big stars and all these big names. And if you're not into them, it's Jazz Fest and you went and you had fun, but it wasn't like the best Jazz Fest because you weren't personally involved in the performers that year. But there's such diversity and there's so many people this year that I can't imagine that this is not going to go down as like one of the huge years. And again, I think there's something really special about thinking about the Rolling Stones performing during the day, during daylight. And they're going to be able to see us, and we're going to be able to see them. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text. Will there be VIP sections for the Stones? You know, I'm going to have to find out about that. I think that the passes that you buy, the Big Chief Pass, I don't know all the names of those specific passes, but those passes that you buy for Jazz Fest, they're not going to be good for the Stones. Does that mean that there will not be a VIP section? I'll get clarification on that. Here is a text that says, Scoot, you are so old that Bam Bam on the Flintstones was still in diapers. Well, that's true. I remember Bam Bam in diapers. I mean, if you saw a rerun of the Flintstones, Bam Bam is still in diapers. I mean, it's not like Bam Bam became a teenager. It's not like he went on to drive one of those cars. No, Bam Bam was always a kid. It's kind of like South Park. Man, I've been watching South Park since those kids were in the, third grade? I've been watching South Park since those kids have been 8 years old. Well, they're still 8. All right, we're talking about Jazz Fest, and we're going to continue with some of the music. In fact, coming up out of the news break here, a performer who has not performed in a very, very long time. He's going to be performing at Jazz Fest. Man, he is a classic from, I would say, the 70s. And I'll do one of his songs coming up. Also, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, number is 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Also, coming up in the next hour, we will have some highlights from William Barr, who is going through confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill before the Senate. He is President Trump's choice for Attorney General. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. Remember Al Green? Man, this was a classic. And Quint Davis said that he has not performed on stage in a while, but Al Green, one of the performers, Jazz Fest 2019. I mean, this list just goes on and on. It's the 50th anniversary of Jazz Fest. All right, if you're just tuning in, I was at the press conference earlier for the announcement of Jazz Fest 2019. And it's true. It's the Rolling Stones, the Dave Matthews Band, Katy Perry, Jimmy Buffett, Chris Stapleton, Bob Seger, and the Silver Bullet Band. How great is that going to be? Santana and Pitbull, Van Morrison, Al Green, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And we're going to feature music from some of these performers throughout the show. I couldn't help but think the Jazz Fest is 50 years old this year. And I couldn't help but think back on the early years of going to the Jazz Fest before cell phones. Do you remember what the meeting place was? Remember when you got separated? Well, if we get separated, let's meet at the, remember? Because you couldn't call somebody, you couldn't text anybody. And sometimes you'd go there with friends and your friends wanted to go one place and you wanted to go somewhere else. And you would always meet back at where? I know you know what I'm talking about. But let's see how quickly somebody gets it on our tweets here. 870-870. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Does the 2019 lineup for Jazz Fest make you want to go this year? 53% say no. 47% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Yes, and we have a winner, the flagpole. Remember that? Remember, we used to always meet at the flagpole. There was this flagpole, like kind of in the middle of everything. Well, I'm going to go see so-and-so. I'm going to go see, okay, well, at 2 o'clock, let's meet back at the flagpole. Or sometimes if you had teenagers, you could, say, we'll just meet me back at the flagpole. You can go wherever you want. Have fun. Be careful. And let's meet back at the flagpole at 3 o'clock. And I'm getting flooded with a text about the flagpole. Everybody remembers that. But here's one that says, the Miller Lite tent. Well, you know, that was a more fun place to meet than the flagpole. Jimmy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Hey, well, yeah, it's good. Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
All right. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Good, good. Well, I had a lot of great experiences. I own Jimmy's Music Club.
Yeah.
And the Nevilles used to play my club all the time. Quint Davis used to come in the club back in the late 70s and the earlys. Quint had a pass for me, that musician's gate, that I can drive up anytime, leave anytime, come back, drive up, see the show. I had backstage passes for every stage, and I would especially love the Neville Brothers when they closed out the show. I'd be up on stage hanging out with them, waving at the crowd, and it was a great experience. And also a lot of perks come with owning the music club. One of them was being invited to the Rolling Stones private party in 1981. On the Riverboat President.
Yeah, that would have been quite a party. I wasn't invited to that. 1971, you said?
No, I think that was about 1981.
1981.
Or yeah, I think might have been it. They invited like 400 people, and I was one of the privileged ones to be involved at that. There must have been about 4,000 people outside just trying to get a glimpse of the Stones.
All right, so what do you remember about that private party on the president with the Stones?
Well, I remember how kind of loose the security was. Once the president pulled out, the Stones just came out, no security, shaking hands with everybody. Bill Graham, you know, who promoted them, and he's the one who produced that party. And it was one of these kind of parties that you kind of pinch yourself, am I really here? You know, it was just unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, you know, Jimmy, that's another thing. You know, the people who have moved here after Katrina or even before Katrina, people who have moved here recently and they don't know the whole history of New Orleans. There was a time, into the mid-80s, there was a time when there was a riverboat, a big riverboat on the Mississippi River, and they had concerts on the riverboat. And so you would get on the riverboat, it would pull across the SS President. Yeah. They would pull off the dock.
Right.
And they would cruise up and down the river with a concert. And, man, it was people like Cyndi Lauper and U2. You can't even name all the people that performed on the president.
James Brown. I saw him on Riverboat President, you know. And also, owning a music club, a lot of perks. So I get invited to all of these shows that these promoters, because a lot of the promoters would put some of their smaller shows in my club. So lots of good times, man.
Yeah, this is Jimmy of Jimmy's Music Club. You guys remember that in the uptown area? Okay. Jimmy, I appreciate you taking time.
I want everybody to know I've got a movie documentary will be out this spring called Jimmy's Music Club, the movie, and I have a book coming out this spring also.
I will let us know. Call our show and let us know about it.
I certainly will. Can I come on your show and talk
about
it?
Sure, sure.
Okay, all the best to you, buddy. Love the job you're doing. Keep up the good work.
All right, Jimmy, I appreciate it. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Text is 870, 870. Here is a text. Why do they call it Jazz Fest? Nothing jazzy about the headliners. You know, there's jazz and there's heritage. It has evolved over time. It has definitely evolved over time. And some people have been critical. I think, you know, this is just the evolution of a festival. This is one of the biggest festivals in the country. In fact, Quentin Davis said, you know, the Jazz Fest has its own zip code. Yeah, they've got the post office there. They have their own zip code. If you buy something at Jazz Fest and you mail it out through the post office there, it comes with a Jazz Fest stamp on it. Postmark, Jazz Fest. And when the Jazz Fest is happening, it is the fourth largest city in Louisiana. Amazing. Hey, Shaka Khan's going to be there this year. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, she's going to be there too. Alanis Morissette, Jazz Fest 2019. Boy, that's going to bring you back to those early grunge years, I guess. Mid-90s, early to mid-90s. This is a favorite of my producer, Ian Hoke, so I had him select the song he wanted to play. If you're just tuning in, I'm Scoot in the afternoon. And on this Tuesday, January 15th, we're talking about the lineup for Jazz Fest 2019. It is huge. The Rolling Stones, Dave Matthews Band, Katy Perry, Jimmy Buffett, Chris Stapleton, Bob Seger are among the headliners. A lot of local bands as well. At the press conference earlier, Mayor Cantrell was there as well, and she spoke very passionately about how the culture of our city speaks for itself, and that this whole thing, this Jazz Fest could not have developed like this in any other city. There was just something about this longitude and latitude on this planet. There's just something about the people here, the ambiance here, that allowed this to grow the way it has grown. And this year, Jazz Fest is 50 years old. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I hope none of the performers get political on stage. Well, you know, I can't make that guarantee. From Chalmette, Radcliffe, you're on WWL.
Yes. I just want to comment on the concert that used to have on the Riverboat President. I had the opportunity of going on one with the Commodores and Shannon, and man, it was great. I wish they could bring that back. That was a nice, nice experience.
You know, I don't think that could happen today, and isn't that sad?
Very.
Now, you know, the riverboat pulled away from the dock, and then you were out there cruising on the river with, like, these, you know, with mega stars. I mean, whoever the opening, whoever, not the opening, whoever the main act was, and it could be, like, huge people. A Cheap Trick, I think, and somebody just sent me a text about Peter Frampton. Another said Louisiana LaRue. I remember Cyndi Lauper, and there was huge. I mean, the list goes on and on. It was just a major event, and in case somebody misbehaved, they had a brig. They had a little jail, and if you misbehaved,
yes,
you got put in the jail on the ship. No, it never happened to me, but you got put in the jail until you got back to the dock, and then they had the police come get you.
Yeah, well, I was on there with the Commodores, and Lionel Richie was still singing with them, and man, it was awesome. And they had Shannon came on, and man, everybody got along, and wow, that was a great experience, man. It started storming. So that just added to the experience. It was great.
I can imagine. Radcliffe, I appreciate you sharing that story with us. Here's a text that says, I guarantee you Santana will get political. Yeah, maybe so. I got a text earlier, just a few minutes ago, from somebody who said that Samantha Fish is local, and she plays the guitar like Stevie Ray Vaughan. So you might want to check out Samantha Fish. Also, of course, the annual favorites, Better Than Ezra, Amanda Shaw, Bonorama, and who else? Oh, there's a few others in here. I mean, I'm looking at all these names, and it becomes kind of blurry after a while. Galactic, Aaron Neville, of course. Big Frida is going to be there. And, you know, check it out. The 50th anniversary of Jazz Fest. The lineup was announced earlier today. Here's a text that says, Three Dog Night, the Grassroots, and the Cold. All people seen. I guess he's talking about the Riverboat President. Another one says, Foghat, Pat Benatar, Zebra, every other weekend. It was amazing. I mean, there was this riverboat that went up and down the river with these, like, major top-name acts. And it was really kind of cool. I mean, you got on the, you know, you couldn't leave. You got on the boat, pulled out, went up and down the river with the concert, and then brought you back. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Does the 2019 Jazz Fest lineup make you want to go this year? 66% say no. 34% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Well, you know, not long ago, we were talking about the great memories of Fat City, and now I'm getting texts about the memories of being on the Riverboat President for some of these concerts. And here's one that says the Ramones. Another one says Gil Scott-Heron, Warren Zevon are playing on the boat. Oh, yeah. I mean, they all played on the ship. Among those performing at Jazz Fest 2019, it has been announced, the Doobie Brothers. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. And if you're just tuning in, we've got the information on our website, WWL.com. The Rolling Stones are going to perform a Thursday, and there will be separate tickets for that Thursday. They're $185. I got a text here that says, why are they $185? Check Stones ticket prices any place around the country. That's really not that bad. I will tell you this, there will be a limited number of tickets sold for the Stones that day. It's not unlimited because, you know, the Jazz Fest never sells out. But this day, they're going to limit the number of tickets. I mean, it's going to be a lot of tickets, but they're going to limit the number. The tickets go on sale this coming Friday at 9 a.m. But starting Thursday of this week at 9 a.m., if you are from Louisiana, New Orleans, or anywhere in Louisiana, you can show a Louisiana ID. You can buy two tickets for the Stones before they go on sale to the general public. Now, every Rolling Stone concert around the country is already sold out. I'm getting this information from Quint Davis. And he said, so this is the only opportunity to buy a ticket to the Stones. For those of you living around the country, well, if you're living around the country and you're not local, I don't know how you would get those tickets. But here's something else you need to know. You can start lining up for Stones tickets at 12:01 Thursday morning. So Wednesday night. If you're out late, just go over to the Dome. I mean, some people are going to do this. And starting at 9 a.m., they'll go on sale to locals only. And then whatever's left, they'll sell them the next day. And that's when the Jazz Fest tickets go on sale the very next day. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. Here's a text that says, I hated the Riverboat Cruises. I saw Galactic a few years ago, could never leave. No, you can't leave. In fact, think about all the people that leave church early. You know, maybe if they had church on a riverboat, you know, you'd stay to the very end because you couldn't get off. Here's a text. The riverboat was before my time, but sounded awesome. Maybe a stupid question, but why do you say it couldn't be brought back? Well, I say that because it seems to me that the liability would just be too great. I just can't imagine that somebody would be able to put that together. Like, hey, we've got this idea. We want this riverboat. It's going to leave the dock. River traffic is heavier than it's... I'm saying this. I mean, if you know and I don't know, I think river traffic's heavier now than it was back in the 70s and 80s when the riverboat was operating. And so I just don't think it would be practical. But it would be great if it did happen because it was fun. Rolling up and down the river on a riverboat with a big name concert.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.